Bodhaya. Good morning.
Good morning.
Today's topic on the life skill will be touch upon the field and the game. The field, we have to understand the field. If I apply for a job which I am not qualified for, the other side, they will respond me back saying that, sorry, your field is not suited for this job. What I am in the field, it is not suitable. Other day, I asked one of the students to speak about yoga in a small gathering, and he said, sorry sir, yoga is not my field, and I can't talk about yoga, I'm not qualified enough. If you come to the cricket, based on the field condition, they change their game strategy. They change the who are the people has to, players has to play, and how they have to play, who has to bat first, and the lineup, batting lineup, or if it's a bowling, where we had to bowl so that it will bounce or swing or accordingly, the bowler knows how to bowl also, or field setup. Based on the field condition, they do the game strategy. And in Bhagavad Gita says, Sri Krishna says, the field, he defines field slightly differently. Field, idam shariram kaunteya kshetra mitya vidhiyate etad veditu iccha idam shariram kaunteya kshetra mitya vidhiyate. This is a body, idam shariram, this body is the field. Idam shariram kaunteya kshetra mitya vidhiyate etad yo veditam prahuhu kshetrajnam iti tadvidaha kshetrajnam chapi mam vidhi sarva kshetreshu bharata kshetra kshetra jnayo jnanam matta jnanam matam mama. The kshetra is the field. Shri Krishna talks about the field. This body is the field. And before we set out, play the game of our life, understand this field. This field you have to understand. And in this field, we think, this field is mine. I am the owner of this one. And Shri Krishna says, you are not the owner. If you are the owner, you should know what is happening in the body. You hardly know what is happening in the body. And the knower of the field is someone within. He is residing within. He is the knower of this field. Shri Krishna says, he is the owner of this field, not only this field, all the fields. I may know a little bit about yoga. If somebody asked me to talk about nuclear science, I will say, I don't know. If I am to talk about medicine, I will say, I don't know. That all the fields, the ultimate knower is him. And before that, he says, you understand this field, this mechanism. This field is made up of earth element. Bhumirapo analo vayuhu. It's made up of earth element. And water element is there. Fire element is there. And air element is there. And ether element is there. And beyond that one, there is a mind. Mind is functioning. Beyond that one, buddhi is there. And beyond that one, that soul is ahankara. Ahankara is there. That's the ego. Ego is making us to work. If I do not have any ego, no desire for I, we can't function. We need an ego also to function. These eight, Bhinna Prakati Ashtada. This field is made up of eight elements. We have to understand this field. And Shri Krishna in that one says, this soul, we are residing, we are having a temporary residence in this body. We do not have permanent citizenship, permanent residence or citizenship in this body. We are residing in this one on a temporary basis. We may be asked to evict any time. We can't claim this is my body. We can be evicted at any time. And we are in the temporary residence, and when you start realizing this one, I am a temporary resident in this one, what is there to be so proud of? My accomplishment, or my wealth, or my physical beauty. And when I realize that one, I am a temporary resident, I will be evicted from this one anytime, and he is the knower of all fields, my arrogance comes down. No need of that, I won't be arrogant in my life. Politeness comes, humility comes. The politeness doesn't mean it's becoming a doormat, everyone walks over you. And as you start acquiring the knowledge, in front of that greatness, you realize how insignificant you are. You become humble, polite. Vidya Vinaya Sampanne. In the Bhagavad Gita also says, when you start acquiring the knowledge, a mark of a person who starts having the knowledge, that person becomes very polite in their life, his life or her life. And if you're arrogant, that means shallowness in knowledge. As you acquire knowledge, person becomes polite and becomes humble. In Mahabharata, in Shanti Parva, Bhishmacharya tells a story to Yudhishthira. Yudhishthira, Arjuna had depression just before the war. Yudhishthira had depression after the war. He thought because of him, that many people died. Hundreds and thousands of people died, and he was feeling very sad. And Sri Krishna brought him to Bhishmacharya. He was lying down on a bow of arrows. And Bhishmacharya talks to him, and he said, there is no mistake from you. You haven't done any mistakes. And he started enlightening him in the form of many stories. One story, he talks about the sea. Sea asks the questions to the rivers. You all come to me from all direction. I have seen you bringing big, big trees, logs of trees. You bring big things. But I have never seen you bringing the grass. The rivers replied, what to do? At the time of flood, when we go, rush past the grass, they bow down. And we go past them. We can't take them. Whereas these trees stand erect, they don't want to bend, and we knock them out and we bring it. And Bhishma, in that one, the message is, if you are humble and polite, you can survive. You can survive in the world. And whereas in the Duryodhana says, I want to be like a rock. I don't want to be like a metal. Metal can be bent. If it is heated, metal will bend. I want to be like a rock. I can break, but I don't want to bow down before others. I don't want to be humble. I don't want to be polite. I want to be like a rock. And resulting, he perished. And politeness, when you are polite and humble, that there is your game in the life becomes natural. You are playing the game not to impress anyone. You are playing the game naturally. So life becomes very easy. If you are not polite, you are playing the game to impress others. What others will think if I do? I should be careful how I do. Others will think wrong about me. I should pretend that I am a very honest person. I play the game in tune for others. When you are polite, humble, your game in the life is natural. Your actions becomes natural. And so that you can play the game well. And when you start playing the game naturally, your inner expansion happens. Beauty in you starts coming out. That best in you starts coming out. There is no stress, anxiety. If I am playing the game for my boss, for convincing others, best in me never comes out. I am under stress, anxiety. When I am playing my game naturally, I am not here to play the game in tune with others. I am here, this field is there, it's giving me an opportunity for me to express myself. When I start expressing myself naturally, best in me comes, this field. When I start understanding this field and the knower of the field, then my actions becomes natural, my actions become gentle. Then I can play the game and I can expand and I can win the game of my life. Lie down on your back.